addressing delegates at a networking and business forum meeting held at the end of a four-day reunion weekend that was organized by the Southern Africa Community USA SACU, human resources expert Mercy Choguguza told the Southern Africans America is the land of opportunities and they too can make it. But she said there was need for the Southern Africans to change their way they market themselves and learn to do things the international way. She stressed the importance of branding in allowing them to penetrate the international and U.S. corporate world. Choguguza told delegates from 15 Southern African countries that make up SACU not to be afraid of self-promoting.
First of all, need to know who you are. What is your brand? What does your brand say about you? And you need to also be able to be comfortable enough to brag about what you can do, what you're bringing to the table. The perception that is out there is that we as Africans, we only want to get something without offering anything in return, the quid pro quo aspect of it. The three or four W's that you need to have that need to strike out when you are branding yourself or you identifying yourself are, one, you've got to say, let people know who you are. What makes you stand out from everybody else? Because as we know, the landscape is very wide and there's so many people that are looking for jobs. So what makes you stand apart from the next person?
SACU, a non-profit organization, was launched last year to bring together Southern Africans and their friends in annual social and business activities. This was SACU's first business networking event. It ran under the theme Building Community and Developing Essential Life Skills. Choguguza advised participants to change their mindsets. She said most Africans are not always comfortable to brag about their skills or businesses as required by today's corporate world.
It's okay for you to brag. You know, people wanted to be told that it's okay for you to brag because it's a new concept to us. Because back home, we are told to be humble. We are told to that you cannot self-promote. But the society that we're living in thrives on self-promotion. So for people to hear that self-promotion is okay was one of the biggest takeaways that a lot of people came back to me and said they were really, really happy to hear that it's okay for them to do that. So I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot of self-promotion that's going to be going out there and it's going to actually produce some good results.
One of the founding members of SACU, Mrs. Cassandra Sibandaguni, said her organization was pleased with the first business networking event. She said more activities are on the way to promote Southern Africans and their businesses in the United States.
We are hoping that all the people from Southern Africa will get a platform that we can network, we can learn just how to advance in this country, because we feel we don't get that much visibility.
Mrs. Choguguza said Southern Africans have the capacity to make it internationally and in the United States corporate world. All that is needed, she said, is reinforcement and encouragement to self-promote as is required in today's job and business market. Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, Studio 7, Washington.